you mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I think a clarification on this. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it? When you very first cut it?
You mean, we let it dry, okay. And then windrowed it, if that's what you're getting at.
Okay. Do you know any names for small piles of hay raked up in a field outside of windrow? Just so you maybe
don't
close.
I don't remember any time. You might, if you just had a pile of grass or soybeans or cowpeas or whatever, you might say, there's a pile right over there. You missed.
Okay. All right. Besides the barn, did you ever have any special place where you'd milk a cow, maybe outside?
Well, many barns, and this is true of a great many through our area. You might shed this whole barn, and one section would be your milking part, where you kept your cows in bad weather, and then you might milk in there. Sometimes, depending on the direction of your barn and how it was protected from the north end, you might milk in the hole. If you had a gentle cow and you had yourself protected and it was a cold morning or a cold night.
Did you have any hogs or pigs?
Oh yeah, that's where I got my start.
Sorry. Where would you keep your hogs and pigs?
Well, we didn't keep them in pens like a great many did. Not, of course, we'd put them in pens usually to fatten, but we ran them in the on pasture and in the rotation fields, that sort of thing.
How about where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration? What might you call it?
In a well.
In a well?
Not the butter, but the milk.
Okay. Would you keep the butter separately?
Well, Mom would keep it as cool as she could. I don't remember she ever put butter in the well, Sally, but that was a regular practice for your buttermilk, you know.
Yes.
Put it in the northwest corner of the well.
Northwest corner?
Yeah. That was the coldest corner.
Oh, was that always the coldest corner? Is that real?
Oh,
that
was a saying of sorts, I think, but that was where you'd put it.
Okay.
You'd want a big glass of buttermilk after a hot day's work right out of the northwest corner of the well. Same thing for the water.
Okay, what would you call it? Like if you had a large enough herd of dairy of cattle to produce milk and butter and things, what would you have like a room or a place for processing?
It would depend on the nature of your customers and how large an operation you had and so on.
What would you call that? What would you call that place?
Well, dairies, as such, I'd say fairly late in coming in this area. You had a family cow, you might have family cow, and you'd sell butter, you'd sell milk and butter to some of the neighbors. But as a major item, I don't think you'd have found it much.
Okay.
I'm sure a good many farm wives who didn't sell any milk or sold a lot of butter. Or you'd sometimes trade your butter. We used to have peddlers all through this area.
Did large farms around, this is my own curiosity,
yeah.
Did large farms around here, when they did sell a little extra butter, maybe they had a little extra butter they wanted to sell and they had, maybe even as much as 10 pounds or something they wanted, or 50 pounds they wanted to get rid of. I doubt they'd ever get that much, but maybe so. Would they use their own personal farms? Would they have a stamp made to stamp their
Well, this was this was one of the trademarks. Sally, we've got two or three of those molds now, haven't we? Oh, sometimes you just buy a mold because it was available, but I'm sure people who sold a good bit of butter would soon be recognized by their mold.
You know.